Well, that just about wraps up this festive episode of Naked Oceans. The mulled wine is almost gone, and so are the mince pies, so feeling quite merry now. But just before we go, let's quickly catch up with a marine expert and ask them if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. Here's our critter of the month.
My name is Joshua Drew. I'm a research biologist here at the Thiel Museum of Natural History in Chicago, Illinois. And my favorite marine creature is the cleaner wrasse, Labroides dimidiatus. This fish is just amazing. Every time I go underwater and I see it, I am mesmerized by it. It does so many, many interesting things. The thing that I find most interesting about the cleaner wrasse is that, like the name suggests, they perform a cleaning service. And what will happen is that these fish will sit out pretty obviously on the reef, and they advertise their presence by bobbing up and down. And what will happen next is that other fish that have a lot of parasites will come up to these cleaning stations and sit there and hover with their mouths open, and the cleaner wrasse will pick all over the fish, taking off ectoparasites like little isopods or in some cases even leeches, and it will clean up all the different groupers and wrasses that come through. And this is not only a really important ecological service, because it's been shown that when you remove cleaner wrasses, the species diversity on reefs go down. But as you can imagine, it actually performs a very valuable health service for the fish being cleaned. And we've had other different studies shown that when you remove cleaner wrasses, the parasite load, perhaps not surprisingly, on those fish shoots up and their overall health diminishes. So the cleaner wrasse is a really interesting fish for me because it provides such a useful service that even though it in of itself is a bite-sized meal, it can enter into the mouths of predatory fishes like groupers and snappers with impunity, because it's more worthwhile for those groupers and snappers to have those parasites removed than it is to grab a little snack. Now, the other thing that's really cool about this is that there are two other species of fish that actually mimic the cleaner wrasse. So they look just like the cleaner wrasse, but they have these really long, nasty fangs. And they'll swim just the same way that the cleaner wrasse does. And when an unsuspecting grouper or snapper or parrotfish comes up to the mimic and presents itself to get cleaned, instead of having, say, the isopods removed from it or the parasites removed from it, these mimics will come up and they'll take a little bite out of the fish and then dart off into a hole before the fish who was hoping to get a cleaning and instead got a little nip taken out of them can retaliate. And I think that's just a really interesting example of mimicry and evolution on coral reef fishes. And the cleaner wrasse is just one of those characteristic members of Indo-Pacific reef fish fauna. And they're just an amazing little guy to watch.
That was Joshua Drew from the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago, introducing us to the important little fish, the cleaner wrasse, and some of its sneaky impersonators. And you can listen to lots more Oceans expert picking their top critters at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.